Greetings and welcome to the fourth episode of the BKB show with me, your host, Lerato Muimane. We are on our fourth week now. Yes, we are a month old. Every milestone is worth celebrating. So I'm sitting here sipping a glass of water because water is life. We made it and we deserve a round of applause. On our previous episode, we spoke about mental health. And as always, I get feedbacks from you, amazing listeners. Keep them coming. You keep me going. So Patrick from Namibia sent me a message. Here it is.
Hi, Lerato. First of all, I like how you incorporated the soundtrack to, you know, to actually fit the theme of the topic. I think that's really cool. But it's good stuff all in all. Although it's pretty short, I thought maybe you would actually, be long format as far as the topics were, as far as the topic was concerned, because it's a really interesting topic and people really do need to hear about this. So maybe next time you can get a psychologist or someone who's been through it, who's willing to share and give their perspective when they were going through, you know, that thing they were going through. And maybe it'll actually resonate with a couple of more people. So, but all in all, it's so far so good. Keep on doing you.
Yes, those feedbacks are more than welcomed. We are still young. We start small and we grow big. And I believe I will get better with time. Don't forget to share that link with your fellow Namibians just to let them know that we have arrived and we exist. Thank you so much. Now, on today's topic, we are talking business. But I'm more interested in Black-owned businesses. Why is it a struggle to do business as a Black person with both the private sector and the public sector? Could it be because of corruption or the historical racist barriers that make it difficult for people to source business from large companies? We know that government policies such as BEE were implemented to unlock opportunities for Black business. But was that enough to encourage new entrants with the economy still highly controlled by big companies? So I asked one of our listeners why he thinks it's important for us to support Black businesses, and this is what he said. He replied with a text, so I'm gonna read it now, slowly but surely. He said, supporting Black-owned business has a way in developing our economy at large and being able to create jobs within our Black communities. And as we're facing a very difficult time with the economic and social development being compromised, these businesses can somehow help rebuilding the economy and strengthening our South African currency. If you look at how people spend money on foreign business development and think of the reverse psychology of the very same capital being spent to support our Black-owned business, it will be beneficial for our growth and help grow these businesses and expand them in order to sponsor other developers within their business ventures. Yes, supporting Black-owned businesses can also help create jobs, and adding on that, it can also help eliminate criminal activities within our Black communities. Thank you, Tepiso Mahase from Kabalatsani. I also asked Nzavi Derek to advise aspiring business people on how to go about building a brand, and this is what he said.
It will take somebody who understands themselves as a brand to build a strong brand, because until you understand who you are and what you are about, you will not be able to understand how to build a brand. So personal branding comes first before you can understand how to do the branding of the business. And when we talk about branding, we're not talking about the logo designs and the look and feel, but we're talking about what is the brand story? What is your story behind the company that you're building? Can you tell me a story about it? Can you write a story about it? And if you can, then you understand your brand, you understand your branding. And it's very important to understand that your branding personally should match your company branding. And that would mean that your vision, your mission should be aligned with your personal understanding of who you are. And that way you can build a strong business. You can build a legacy, not just a business that is about selling the product. That is Nzavi Derek, and hoping to connect soon. Thank you.
You can build a legacy, not just a business that is selling a product. Powerful. We'll definitely connect. You can connect with him too. I will share his details on my social media platforms. Derek is a certified business advisor, an entrepreneurologist, and a CEO of New Discovery BS. Thank you for the advice, Derek. As I was preparing for this episode, I browsed through some Facebook posts and I came across this interesting one that caught my attention. A young boy from KZN, 4 months in business with branded products. So I asked him some questions, like I ask a lot of questions. So I'm going to play you a voice note where he answered all the questions. Yeah, and please listen to it from the beginning until the end, especially if you're into poultry farming. Don't miss a word.
Hey, Relato, it's Sazi. Ngumalo here from Sazi Samazwi, the poultry farming. I did poultry farming because it's what I had passion in it and it's what I love. Focused and based in livestock my entire life. Even when I used to grow up, I used to get chickens, small chickens, the one we call Zulu chickens. Yeah, and they used to grow up like really nice and I have a good taste in them. Yes, my business is registered. It's under Sazisama Zuite Livestock Farming because it's more based on livestock, not only on chickens, but right now we're still dealing with chickens for now. Challenges, there are challenges in the poultry farming business. You buy chicks, sometimes chicks die due to cold weathers, load shedding, because growing a chicken needs electricity and you need heaters, globe heaters. So I think that's, if you lack on that, it has a major impact on your business to fall. And some challenges may be people, customers who come with short money and are there like to be, want to do a ritual, so you have to meet them halfway. Yeah, those are the basic challenges, because everything you do has a challenge. Just you have to get a strategy to avoid the challenge or to overcome the challenge. How do I overcome my challenges? I meet my customers halfway. I make sure whenever a customer enters in the yard wanting a chicken, will go back home with a chicken, whether it's short money or what. I'll focus on the customer first. Like, the customer should be happy about the product first and should be also happy about the price. Because where I'm based, there are a lot of African people, so we know that most of African people, we're not that affordable, affording stuff. So I try by all means to cut my cost down. What advice would I give an entrepreneur who wants to venture into? Yeah, it's a good business to do. Just that you have to have full time or have to have people who guide you, because you have to check them and they eat. Wow, they chow. They really eat 40 kg bag. Depends on the size. When you have 50 chicken, it lasts for maybe 4 days or something, because they have to have a full size and feed at the very young age, so young weeks. So chickens are, we not count them by years. We count them by weeks, days. You see, it takes like 8 weeks to be fully grown. And but some people, the best chickens to eat are 4 weeks chickens to 5 weeks, because they are the youngest and healthiest to eat. And what's your advice on the million unemployment graduates? To the unemployed graduates, I could say, Mtanaseka, don't lose hope. Hope will always be there. Nami, I didn't start very up. I'm still coming up. I only have a few months on this business, not even years. And I'm a dropout from school in Applesbosch College. I was doing public management. I dropped out in less than 4 years, and I focused on livestock and poultry business, and it's just going well. All I could say is that never lose hope. Keep on praying, and fight for what you want. What you want, you will achieve it. And it's best to communicate with people. Or sometimes you could be a graduate, but your calling is not a graduate. You see, maybe you are called to run something else, just like me. I wasn't called to be a graduate, but if I get an opportunity, I could study and be a graduate. I wouldn't mind. So, yes. And our chickens are branded. We haven't received any orders from provinces yet, because I'm still like building my name. It's branded. It says Samazwite Poultry Farming. It's a free range. Yeah, home chopped, home cleaned, with those stickers and beautiful design. You could get me on Facebook. It's Sazi Nxumalo, and you'll see the post and likes. Please share. And on Instagram too, it's Mpile Enhle Nxumalo. I do post. Please share and tell your friends to share. Thank you, Olerato.
Yeah, thank you, Sazi. We will share. I've already shared your post. And yeah, we will not lose hope. Don't lose hope, Mtanasekhaya. Hope will always be there. Especially, with the rate of unemployment so high in our country, number one in the world. Still, don't lose hope. Thank you for listening. May you grow as a brand and continue to build that legacy. Until next time, much love.